This is Worship First Podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Please join us for a word of prayer.
Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the gift of life itself. Lord, we thank you that you created us in your image and declared that it was good. God, I thank you that you see greatness in each and every one of your children. Even when we fall short, even when we sin, even when we turn from you, all you see is the hope of restoration, the hope that we might return, the hope that we might recognize your image in us and live that out in this world. God, show us how to be your disciples. Show us how to be your hands and feet. Show us how to show up as your love, as your compassion, as your healing, as your hope in this world. Help us to be good image bearers. Help us to take up our cross and follow you each and every day. God, bless us to be blessings. Heal us so that we might offer that witness of healing and wholeness in the world. Help us to lead others to you, O God. Forgive us for the ways that we have fallen short. Restore us, Lord God, to the image that you created us to be. It's in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Wash me through and through. The Bible says, "The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Now please join Pastor Colvin as we explore this topic further.
Hear these words from Mark, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 30. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the ways you come and teach us. Lord God, use this message as an instrument so that we might learn how you would have us to represent the kingdom of God in this world. I pray, Lord God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Friends, what is the first thing you notice when you look in the mirror? A fresh gray hair, a pimple maybe, laugh lines or frown lines, your beautiful smile or bright eyes. If you're like the average person, when you look in the mirror, it may take you a handful of critiques before you land on a compliment, something kind to say about yourself. Perhaps if we spent less time dissecting our exterior, our face, our weight, our muscle mass, and focused just a little more on our minds, our hearts, our spirits, then we might see what God sees when God looks at us: greatness. Friends, I'm fairly confident that the Lord is not worried about our beach body, could care less if we get snatched or ripped. For sure, God cares that we're healthy, that we take care of our temples, the bodies that are on loan to us. But God is not looking at the things we're looking at or judging the way we might judge. When Samuel was sent by God to anoint a new king from among Jesse's 8 sons, he first encountered the oldest son. He was tall and strong and looked the part in Samuel's opinion. But God said, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That was God's message to Samuel. People look at the outside, but the Lord looks at the heart. Friends, when you look in the mirror, do you even consider your heart, your character, all of the wonderful qualities that the potter lovingly worked into us so that we would be us? When you look in the mirror, do you see your compassion and kindness, your grace in sticky situations? Do you see your steadfastness and discipline? When you look in the mirror, do you see your faithful discipleship, your greatness? I hope so, because God sees greatness in you. That's our topic for today. God sees greatness in you. The God who created our inmost being and knit us together in our mother's wombs, as the psalmist says, sees greatness in us. That God saw greatness in us before it was even fully formed, when it was just a seed. We studied seeds in one of our 2020 Bible study lessons on spiritual gifts. So we already know that everything we need to become all we were intended to be is already within us. There is nothing we need that we don't already have. And just like the mustard seed of which today's scripture speaks, Mark 4 begins telling us in Mark 4, verse 30, explains it this way. Again, he said, What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. Friend, someone today sees only the small seeds within them. But the God who sees greatness in us already envisions the fruit we will bear. That God already sees our branches growing strong and spreading out. That God sees the ministries we will start, the ministries we will help sustain. The God who sees greatness in us sees us providing refuge for others. And that's the real good news. The mustard seed doesn't grow large for its own sake, but as a blessing to birds and other creatures. I wonder who our spiritual growth is intended to benefit and bless. Who has God placed on your heart to help or serve or pray for? In order to be the blessings God blessed us to be, we must make sure that we're rooted in God's love and grace. That's the ultimate source of our greatness. That's what waters the seeds of our greatness. That's what roots makes our great roots grow stronger. And friends, we must be willing to grow in that grace. Although we're created with all we need, our becoming, our growth, our greatness can take a little time. You ought to tell yourself, give yourself time. Nature shows us when seeds are planted, they first grow roots. And once the roots take hold, a small plant will start to emerge and eventually break through the soil. When that happens, we say that the seed has sprouted, but that's just the beginning. Friends, I wonder what the signs are that you are spiritually sprouting. What are the signs that you're putting down roots when it comes to your faith? What are the signs that you're showing growth when it comes to your discipleship? What can God see that says your greatness is sprouting? What can others see that shows your greatness is sprouting? Or are the great gifts God has given you lying dormant right now? What could you do to enliven your faith, to wake up, to shake up your discipleship? Think about it like this. We know that when we get dry seeds at a gardening store, the seeds are dormant, which means they're inactive. And all it usually takes to wake them up is just to add water. Whether you plant them in moist soil or wrap them in a moist paper towel, they begin to come to life with just a little living water. Someone among us is ready to wake up today. Someone could use a little living water today to wake up the seeds of greatness in us. Are any of your gifts dormant right now? Are you sleeping on your greatness? Friends, there is no question of if you're great. The psalmist says it this way, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Your works are wonderful. In other words, you do great things, God. And each and every one of us is among those great things. God already sees and knows the wonders we will accomplish. Psalm 139 continues saying, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me are written in your book before one of them came to be. God sees greatness in us and even journaled about it, if you will. From before the beginning of time, all our days and all we do are written in the book. Regardless of the mistakes we've made, regardless of how long our gifts have been dormant, God is saying to us, as he said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Set apart for greatness. Set us apart for the glory of God to fulfill the purposes of God. We've been set apart to grow like that mustard seed into a great thing. Set apart like David to do great things in God's name. Someone today is underestimating what you have to offer God. Someone is underestimating the gifts God has placed within you, the seeds of greatness planted in you. Someone hears this familiar story of choosing David as just that, a story. Someone hears it and doesn't recognize that God is still in the blessing business. The Lord is still looking, even now, for someone to anoint and appoint. God is still looking for a servant leader to elevate, emphasis on servant. God is still looking, even now, for signs that our dormant seeds are sprouting. What kind of sign, Pastor? God is looking to see who is already at work. 1 Samuel 16, verses 6 through 7 say it this way. Jesse had 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He is tending the sheep." He is tending the sheep. He is at work. He is taking care of his father's business. Friends, while all the other brothers were paraded before Samuel for approval, David was tending the sheep, taking care of business. While everyone was enjoying fellowship, David was in the fields. He didn't burst in the room asking why he hadn't been invited to the party sooner, because he was focused on his assignment. I wonder, what is your assignment in this season? I wonder who among us is taking care of our father's business. Friends, what will you be found doing when the Lord shows up to elevate you and enlarge your territory? What sprouts of greatness are already visible? What ministry is already being blessed by the seeds of greatness God has placed in you? Are you mentoring young people and helping them grow in their greatness? Are you faithful to your study of scripture so that you might hide God's word in your heart and not stray? Perhaps you're a dependable disciple, ushering, singing, preparing the table of the Lord, maintaining the Zoom connection. Because God sees greatness in us, there ought to be some evidence, some signs of sprouting. And right now, friends, it doesn't have to be some huge thing. It could still be a tiny little seed that you're nurturing in faith. Remember, the mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds on earth, grows and becomes the largest of all, with such big branches that the birds can perch inside. How is it going with your growing? How is the greatness that God sees in you blessing others, blessing the church, blessing the world? And if you can't quite put a finger on it, perhaps it's time for you to ask God, "What do you see in me?" I can tell you for sure God sees greatness in you, and I hope you see it too. Sometimes we're too distracted, too busy looking at others to see what God sees in us. And I'm reminded of the phrase, "They won't let me be great." We use that when we talk about someone that's hating on us, or someone not appreciating us, or making a situation difficult for us. "You just won't let me be great." But the truth is, we're usually the one who won't allow our own selves to be great. Amen. I promise, if you get quiet enough, if you get humble enough and ask God, "What do you see in me?" the Lord will answer. I promise, if you focus on God enough, you will hear God speak and order your steps. But you have to be still and know that God is God. If you focus on the Lord long enough, you will hear God celebrate your small spiritual sprouts. You will feel God anchor you and root you more deeply in love and grace. You will hear God declare and describe your greatness. And if we remember that people look at outward appearances, but God looks at our heart, perhaps then we will begin to see greatness in ourselves and others. I wonder if we fail to see the greatness around us, the greatness in us. I wonder if we've misjudged anyone lately, possibly even yourself. What should you do about that? Let's pray, friends, that God opens the eyes of our hearts so that we can see as God sees. Let's pray. Let's give our seeds of greatness generous drinks of God's living water. Let's ensure that our roots are strong so that we can grow strong for the sake of all those God sends us to serve. It might feel like a tiny gift right now. It might look like a little bitty seed, but you can trust that it contains everything you need to succeed, everything you need to grow in greatness, everything you need to branch out and bless. Humans look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. Friends, when you look in the mirror, can you see your heart? When you look at how you spend your time each day, can you see your heart? When you look at where your money goes, can you see your heart? When you look at how you vote or engage public concerns, do you see your heart? What do you see when you look at yourself? God sees greatness in you. I hope you see it too. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.